5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Discovery, go at throttle up.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of Sorry for Not Being Sorry. I just finished watching a news release from CBS, I think it was earlier this morning, and they're talking a little bit about the husband and wife in St. Louis that stood on their property with a pistol and a rifle, defending their property when people broke through the gate of their community. It's a private community, not public. The entire place is private. They tore down the fence and entered private property. The husband and wife came outside to defend their property legally with firearms. Now, I'm going to play the first clip from CBS News and see if you catch what he says. Let's listen to it.
Including this, a demonstration in St. Louis led to a heart-pounding scene outside the home of one of the mayor's neighbors. You can see a man and a woman pointing a pistol and what looks like an assault rifle at the crowd yesterday.
Okay, did you catch it? Did you hear what he said? He said that it appeared that the man was carrying an assault rifle. No, he was not. He was carrying an AR-15. That is not an assault rifle. It is a legal firearm in the United States of America. You have the legal right to own them. You have the legal right to carry them. They are not assault rifles. I don't know why people are so stuck on AR-15s. There's a million rifles that are equally legal in this country. But the only thing I can think of is people think AR stands for assault rifle. It doesn't. It's not an assault rifle. It's a rifle. Sure, it has rapid fire, which is legal. It is legal. And then we're going to say, oh, well, you don't need an AR-15 for deer hunting. That is not what the Constitution states. The Constitution states that we have the legal right to bear arms to protect ourselves against tyrannical government. It does not say you can only have a musket rifle and go deer hunting. Hunting has nothing to do with the Constitution. The man was holding an AR-15 on private property in a private community, which is absolutely legal. But then CBS is going to try to keep that seed planted in people's heads.
Will it what looked to be like an assault rifle?
Okay, what did it say in the report that they released when a warrant was served at this man and woman's house and his gun was confiscated along with other things? What kind of gun was it? What kind of gun was in that report? AR-15. No assault rifles. That is misleading information that they slide in on you to be like, oh, well, yeah, that does look like an assault rifle. I don't care what it looks like. It's the truth that matters. And the truth is that that was an AR-15, fully legal in the United States. We have got to get over this crap. If you want AR-15s banned in the United States, then get a petition going. Do what you got to do. But the media has got to stop this garbage. AR-15s are not assault rifles, and they are fully legal. They are trying to make this husband and wife look guilty. Who's guilty of committing a crime on this day? The people that broke down a private gate and entered a private community. It is not public property anywhere within that fence. It is stated, or posted, I'll say, all around that community, no trespassing, private property. It is illegal to enter a private community without permission. And who did that? The protesters. So the people that broke down a private community gate, entered private property, are innocent. They did nothing wrong. But a husband and wife that owns property in a private community, that were sitting outside with their family having dinner and saw this swarm of people coming in 70 yards from their back porch, and they went and got their guns and stood on their property. They were not waving the guns around at people. They were holding them. No fires were shot. No shots were fired. But they stood their ground and protected their property, their home, their family, and themselves. Absolutely 100% legal. Do not get this flip-flopped around. The people that came into that private community broke the law. The husband and wife that stood there with an AR-15 and a pistol did nothing wrong. You may not agree with what they did, but legally, they had every right to do what they did. So let's finish that clip from CBS.
The couple was confronting hundreds of protesters who passed through their gated community to urge Mayor Lyda Crewson to resign. On Friday, during a Facebook Live event, Crewson read the personal information of demonstrators who want the city's police department defunded. More than 40,000 people have signed an online petition demanding the mayor step down. The video has since been deleted, and Crewson has apologized. She also said the names and addresses she read out, Tony, are public information, and luckily, with regards to that video, no one was hurt.
No one was hurt in that video with the gun on the porch, but that information, while it may be public, it wasn't as public as being read out loud. There's a difference between it being technically accessible and being broadcast out there. So I'm glad that things went in a safer direction, but it could have gone in a better direction from the beginning.
Okay. Let's look at that. Was it distasteful of the mayor to go on Facebook Live and read people's information? Maybe. Depends on how you look at it. Did she break a law? Nope. Your information is public. Under the Freedom of Information Act, you can get just about anything you want information-wise. And the guy said, well, you know, it was public, but not so much public as it was after she read it. Yeah, that was her point. She's calling them out. They want her to resign, and they want to defund the police. Don't get this twisted. Everybody's starting to use terminology games. You know, oh, we're not saying we want to defund the police. We just need to relocate money into better departments in our counties and use it better. That is defunding a department to use the money in another department. It's defunding the police. Just say what it is. And again, they want to twist things to make it look like the victims are innocent and they're not. When you break down a private gate and enter private property, you have broke the law. You've broke the law. That was no longer a pro. If that was a protest before they got into that community, once they kicked that gate down, and if you think I'm lying, look it up. There's pictures of the gate just demolished. Okay? They may have been protesting outside of that community, but the minute they kicked that gate in and entered private property, protest over, you are now breaking the law. You have entered private property. You have entered a private community that has signs posted all around the border of the community. No trespassing, private property. That's your warning. The husband and wife had every right to stand on their property with any kind of legal firearm and stand there and protect their property. But see, they're being made out to be the bad guy. The people that entered private property are being made out to be the victims. That's not how it works. Every single person that walked through that gate committed trespassing. The man and woman standing on their property with a gun, absolutely no law broken. And then this mayor releasing all of these people's information, reading it live on Facebook, whether it's distasteful or not is one subject, but it's not illegal. She didn't break a law. I can go down to the courthouse and do a Freedom of Information Act, and if I know your name, then I can get a lot of your information. Just through the Freedom of Information Act, you can get my information. If you want privacy in the United States of America, you have to create that privacy yourself. It is not the government's job to create privacy for you. You know, I mean, it's like when you're at home. If you have your windows wide open, you're not creating privacy for yourself anymore. You're exposing your home to the outside. If someone is outside walking on your street, not in a private community, but on a public street, they can walk by, see right inside that window. They could stand there and record with their cell phone. And they're not breaking the law. They're on public property recording what the eye can see. So therefore, if you want privacy in your home, again, you have to create that privacy. You close the curtains and have privacy. Now, if someone comes onto your property and your curtains are closed and they find a little angle that they can film through and see inside your home, then they're breaking the law. We got to remember, feelings do not trump law. And that's what this kind of newscasting. You know, I don't know much about CBS. I don't listen to a lot of mainstream media. I just happened to catch this. So I don't know which political way the CBS swings. They may be in the middle. I don't know, and I don't care. I hate all mainstream media. Everybody's got a side. But the point is, report accurately. You knew the man was carrying an AR-15. Everybody in the United States that has heard this story knows he was carrying an AR-15. But you still have to throw the seed out of it's an assault rifle. You're lying. You're giving false information on purpose to make that man and woman look bad. Everything they did was legal. Everyone that entered through that gate broke the law. That's as simple as it is. Why are we twisting this all up? Why were warrants served on this man and woman for legally protecting their home? What law did they break that a judge signed off on a search warrant for their property? It's garbage. How many people were arrested or even given a citation for walking through that private gate? Anybody? I don't think so. We have got to stop getting butthurt over every little thing that people say and do and start recognizing truth from lies, regardless of what media outlet it is. If Bobby Joe tells you something on Facebook, that is not concrete news. Investigate for yourself. Get up off your ass and look into this for yourself and come up with your own conclusions. You have a brain. Use it. Quit being manipulated. What news was shared in that story? That a husband and wife are bad for defending their land. And then the mayor's bad for sharing public information. It's bad. It's terrible. What law did she break? If it hurts your feelings, okay, you'll get over it. I do every day. When it comes down to these issues, our feelings don't matter. The truth matters. But we ignore the truth because our feelings are more important. A petition was started for someone to lose their job. Now, granted, she is an elected official. She is to be working for the people. Like I said, is what she did kind of distasteful? Maybe a little bit. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not concerned about names being released on Facebook. And here's the other thing, man. Look at social media. I can go on social media and tell you people that I don't even know. I can tell you what they had for breakfast, where they work, where they're going for dinner, who their last boyfriend was, when they went out on the lake. But you want to cry because public information was being read on Facebook Live. Seriously? Everybody lives on social media. There is no privacy anymore. You want to tell everybody your story. You want to show everybody every little thing you do. But the mayor read our name on Facebook Live. She violated our rights. No, she didn't. She called you out because you wanted to fund the police. You know, we talked about that on the last episode. But now, I mean, it's spreading like wildfire. Everybody's getting on this bandwagon. Defund the police. Defund the police. What good is that going to cause? Okay? I listened to an interview with Chattanooga Mayor Andy Burke on Channel 3 this morning, and he even did the little rope-a-dope when he talked about defunding the or when he was asked about defunding the police. Well, we're not looking at defunding the police. We're looking at moving money into other departments within the city to help, you know, where a police officer may have had to answer this call, now a social worker may answer that call. Social workers don't have any authority over you. They're social workers. They're there to help people. If a social worker comes to your door and says that they have the right to enter your property No, they don't. They have no legal authority over anyone. And I have nothing but respect for social workers. My ex-wife's mom was a social worker for many years. And the amount of just emotions that you have to carry doing that job, my hat's off to you. God bless you for doing what you do, and thank you. But you do not have any legal rights to... You don't have any legal authority over anyone. I mean, it's just like the police. They don't have any legal jurisdiction over anyone until they have RAS, reasonable, articulable suspicion that you have committed a crime, you're about to commit a crime, or you are in the process of committing a crime. Sorry, I got dry mouth here. So, yeah. I mean, a social worker, I mean, what are they going to do? Give them a badge and a gun? Make them start going to your house and check up on your kids with CPS and all that? CPS doesn't have any legal authority over you. You know, we have this mindset that, like, law enforcement, they can do what they want. You know, that's the police. Don't mess with them. Well, yeah, I'm not saying go mess with a cop. But at the same time, a police officer has no jurisdiction over any American citizen unless they have RAS. If I'm walking down a sidewalk with my headphones on, whistling, minding my own business, and a cop wants to stop and talk to me, I have every legal right to tell that officer that I do not want to conversate with him. And if he has RAS, then I will stop. And if he's detaining me, I'm not going to stop and sit down like a dog.
Oh, okay, sir. What do you want to do next? Well, you know.
I mean, a cop has every right to approach you and talk, but you have the legal right not to partake in that conversation unless he has RAS. And then he detains you. Once you're detained, it's a whole new ball game. But this is the point that I'm trying to make. With Andy Burke saying that social workers may carry on more responsibility and that will take away from the police department, because the police department's getting budget cuts and they ain't going to be able to afford to have the manpower that they need to protect our Constitution. So, I don't see how that's going to work with the example of social workers. And as people that are social workers, I'm sure y'all are sitting back like, you think I'm going to go knock on a door, tell somebody I'm coming in their house? Nope. They would not have any authority to even step on private property. Remember, you got to have a warrant to get into somebody's house. Can social workers execute a search warrant? Nope. No, they cannot. So now you're putting innocent people in potential harm's way, potentially. People that do not want to do what you're going to make them do. Sorry, I keep getting caught mouth. That's defunding the police. Crime is not going to go down. It's going to get worse. And that's what they want. Because when it gets worse, they can step in and say, oh, look, let us fix it. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want more government. I want less government. Our government is out of control across the board. I'm not sitting here saying praise the Republicans or praise the Democrats. I'm saying all of y'all, every one of you, corrupt. The government needs to be taken over like it was supposed to be in the beginning. We the people. The government should fear the people. The people should not fear their government. And here we are. I mean, look at the money. Now, I mean, looking at that married couple's house in St. Louis, yeah, they're wealthy. I mean, their house looks like a castle compared to mine. But I don't know how he made his money. I don't care. That's not the point. Look at the money he's going to have to spend to fight for his rights now. The rights that were violated because people were butthurt because he had an AR-15. I cannot believe that there was a judge that was convinced to sign off on that search warrant. I hope that that husband and wife hold every single person involved with that search warrant accountable. I hope they get exposed. I hope they get sued. And I hope their qualified immunity gets kicked out the door. We have got to stand up to this. We have got to start searching the truth and stop listening to propaganda. It's just like COVID-19, like we talked about before. We have no idea how many deaths we've truly had just in this country from COVID-19 because we've been given false information from day one. This is not a conspiracy theory. It is fact. I mean, how more simple can it be? If you die right now, if you drop dead of a heart attack, and you end up testing positive for COVID-19, you died of COVID-19. How is that? There's no proof that the cause of death for anybody has been COVID-19. I mean, look at John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston. Died of cancer, breast cancer. I'm amazed. I am absolutely amazed that they did not try to say that she died from COVID-19. They actually said she died from breast cancer. Which is tragic. I mean, she has a young child, and I think their daughter is like 22, you know, but she died of breast cancer, not COVID-19. And I'm so thankful that the truth was told on that. Or what about the young lady from that show, The Glee? I didn't watch it, but you know, it's been in the news for several days. She drowned, and she saved her son. I don't know all the information. I haven't heard anything over the last 2 days, but they did find her body. She drowned. She saved her son from drowning before she did. I'm surprised you're not hearing that she had COVID-19, and that's why she drowned. And I'm not making fun. I'm not joking. Bless that little boy's heart, man. He has now got to live without his mother because she drowned. She's gone. But the highlight that I'm trying to show on that is, why didn't they call it COVID-19? Like everybody else. And then they want to... Here's the newest thing they're using to try to scare you about COVID-19. They're talking about hospitals overcrowding. Okay, let's look at this for a second. There's a reason why the hospitals are filling up right now. It is not COVID-19. Remember when all the hospitals shut down all elective surgeries? Everybody remembers that. The only way you were going to the hospital was COVID-19. Or so they called it, you know. So now, all the hospitals are opening back up. People are going in and having their elective surgeries. It's becoming a wave of people. People that have been dealing with excruciating pain. Just because it's an elective surgery doesn't mean that people have not been sitting at home suffering and waiting to have their surgery. So now, all these elective surgeries are being done. People are being admitted into the hospital for recovery of their surgery. But the media is not telling you that. They're telling you that the numbers are increasing in the hospitals because of COVID patients. Wrong. I mean, how about Texas? Spokesperson in Texas even came out and spoke about this and said blatantly that their numbers have increased from elective surgery patients, not COVID. You know, and then their story, let's go back to the tests. I mean, there's stories of people actually going to get tested. They fill out the information and sit around for 3 hours, get tired of waiting. They get up and leave, never got tested. And then a couple of days later or a couple of weeks later, they get something in the mail saying they tested positive for COVID. They didn't even take a test. I'm not making this up. So number one, we have no accurate testing. We have none. We're guesstimating. And then we have no proof of how many people truly died of COVID-19. I'm not saying people haven't been dying, but we have no way to know if it was actually from COVID-19 or from another cause. If you run and jump off a cliff right now, you did not die from an illness. You died from hitting the earth. But yet, your cause of death on your death certificate is COVID. This was encouraged for hospitals to do so that they could get high number counts. And again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This is truth. Look into it. Don't believe me. Research it. Please, I beg you. And then I saw another article. I don't have all this stuff pulled up in front of me, but it's stuff that I've been reading and listening to over the last few days. But there was a news release on BBC News where, like, the chief medical director in England was saying that they've been doing research on all these masks and they're not coming up with any evidence that the masks are helping prevent COVID-19. And he actually encouraged people to not wear a mask. I know that's a hot topic. But, I mean, are we not lowering our immune systems by doing all this stuff? I mean, yeah, be smart. Wash your hands. I mean, practice clean hygiene. use sanitizer, wash your hands, you know. I mean, don't go touching five doorknobs and then stick your fingers in your mouth. Common sense, people. But we have let the media completely control everything going on right now. We have no true testing. We have no accurate count on cause of death from COVID-19. And for every doctor that says the masks are helping, there's a doctor that says they don't. And just my personal experience, now I have to wear a mask from the entrance of where I work to my desk. I don't want to do that, but I have to, otherwise I don't get paid. I have to make money, just like everybody. But other than that, I don't wear a mask. And I've been fine. I've been around tons of people. The only thing that's happened to me this year is an allergy attack. That happens every year. Same thing with my father. And he's in the kind of the danger zone, if you want to call it, from his age and his health condition. He doesn't wear a mask. And he has had absolutely nothing happen to him. Not saying that that means that it's not going to happen to anybody. I'm speaking from my life. Again, if you feel safe wearing a mask, go for it. I'll never make fun of you. I won't bother you about it. I'll show you nothing but love and respect and kindness. But the government did and have overstepped their boundaries when they mandated the masks. So again, stop listening to all the propaganda. Look into things. And I don't mean go on Facebook and read your friends' comments about their opinions on wearing a mask or, you know, gun control. Look at the laws. Look at research. Look at statistics. Because I guarantee you when you start doing that, you're going to start saying, well, this doesn't line up with what we're hearing. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Numbers do not match up to what we're being told. It's as simple as that. And then look up some gun laws and see if you can find that AR-15s are assault rifles and that they're illegal. I hate to bust your bubble, but you're not going to find it. AR-15s are not assault rifles. They do have rapid fire, but that is still not an assault rifle. And AR does not stand for assault rifle. If you were on private property, I mean, let me tell you this, okay? It's been a long time since we've done it, but for a while, on my family's Thanksgiving, we'd go down in the woods, you know, back behind my parents' house, and we'd shoot off all the 22 rounds that some of the men in my family needed to get rid of, you know, is just going bad. You know, they were restocking the ammo, so we get rid of the old ammo. Perfectly legal. We're on private property, shooting at targets, being safe, shooting pistols, rifles. But yet, a man and a woman stand on their property holding a gun to protect themselves, their property, and their family, and an illegal search warrant comes down on them. Because the media has made them out to be bad and made the people that broke through that gate to be the good people. When are we going to wake up? I'm not talking about being woke. I'm talking about waking up and taking a stand and defending what is yours, which is your rights. We're being hoodwinked. And nobody cares. You can say everything you want. Oh, Jeff, you're a conspiracy theorist, this and that. No, I'm not. I don't really care what you think. But let me ask you this, and I'm taking this quote from a friend of mine. What in Jeffrey Epstein's island once considered a conspiracy theory? And look where we're at now. Please, people. Stand up. Get off of Facebook. Don't base your decisions off what Karen and Bobby are telling you. Everybody can get on Facebook and stand on their soapbox all they want, but that doesn't make it fact. You have to look it up. You have to do the work to get the truth. And I pray that you will. All right, that's going to do it. I'm going to wrap it up for today. I don't really have a schedule set out for this. I'm just kind of going with it. But again, if you'd like to contact me, feel free at sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Even if you disagree with me, I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. So, you know, I enjoy open conversation, not fighting, you know. So, again, please reach out. That's sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. And I'm looking into getting the podcast set up on iTunes so it's a little bit easier for people to get to. I'll let you guys know when I get it all up and running. So, bear with me. And till next time, hope you all are well. Talk to you soon.